China also appears to have been flexing its muscles at the Melbourne International Film Festival. Just over a week ago, the festival rebuffed the Chinese embassy, which wanted it to withdraw 10 Conditions of Love, a documentary on the exiled Uyghur leader, Rebia Kadir. Now in what looks like retaliation, the three Chinese filmmakers scheduled to show their work at the festival have withdrawn their films. The festival's executive director, Richard Moore, spoke to Lexi Metherill.
Last Wednesday, I was rung by a consular official from a Chinese consul here in Melbourne, and we had a 10-minute conversation, roughly, and she told me in no uncertain terms that I had to withdraw the film from the film festival and that I had to justify my actions in including it in the program. I went on to tell her that I didn't need to justify my actions. We're an independent arts organisation, and we answer to our own sense of morals, I guess, but we don't need to justify to an external force or an external government why and what films we put in the program.
So, Richard, what's happened?
We've had a wave of reaction, both in support but also negative-wise. Now it transpires that a couple of other Chinese independent filmmakers have decided to withdraw their films from the film festival. So effectively, we'll be going out this year with, I think, no films from mainland China in our program.
What have those producers of those films told you?
One of the producers of two films that have been withdrawn, Cry Me a River by Zha Zhangke and A Perfect Life by Emily Tang, have said that they object to the film playing in the festival. As you know, there's been ethnic tension in the western provinces of China recently, and people were killed, and they object to the documentary playing, and they also say that they object to Rebia Kadir coming here as a guest.
Did you get any understanding that there had been any government interference with their decisions?
I can't speculate any further than that.
But these are Chinese-based producers and filmmakers?
Yes, these are independent Chinese filmmakers who would want to continue to be living and working in China and filming in China.
What was your response to them?
I told the filmmakers that I was upset and disappointed that their films wouldn't be playing in the festival. We want those films to play in the festival. That's why we've invited them. They're interesting films. They're good films. And we have a very politically savvy and interested and switched on audience down here in Melbourne. And they deserve to see the best of world cinema. And we consider that these films are among the best in the last year of world cinema. To cut it short, we said we were disappointed.
What were those films about that are being pulled?
The one film that is being taken out of the festival called Petition is probably the one with the most politically sensitive subject matter. It concerns petitioners who go to their local authorities and complain about issues that are happening on a local level and then the consequences of that. It was filmed over a 12-year period by Xiao Liang, who's a very brave filmmaker, and it's a shame that we're not able to play it.
And the other two films, what sort of films were they?
They're not political by nature at all.
The executive director of the Melbourne International Film Festival, Richard Moore, speaking to Lexi Metherill.